Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
And Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. And we have not said this in what, six games? The Astros get a win. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the apocalypse is not going to be tomorrow. The Astros have a W, and they beat the first place A's. And they won a game on the road, and everything's good again in Astros world. And so hopefully this leads to some more victories and some more times come. And Michael Brantley, why don't you have a day? And that's what he did today. He actually went out there and kicked some A's butt in both games of the doubleheader. Unfortunately, it didn't really work so much in game one of the doubleheader. But and we'll talk about what Zach Greinke had to say and what Dusty Baker had to say. And there's so much to talk about with all the different injuries news around here. So don't forget, you can get Locked On Astros on the podcasting app, Himalaya, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to your podcast. Just say you want to listen to Locked On Astros podcast, and we will definitely appreciate it. So the Astros have won a game. And after falling back to 500, can you believe, as good as the Astros were for about, a 15-game stretch, that they would fall back to 500? That's what happens when you lose six games in a row, and that's six games on the road. And that it just stinks, the whole situation, what's been going on for what happened in the Anaheim series, where it just seemed like nothing went right, and that's what it seemed like was going on in the A series. And I made a joke about it on Twitter. It's like every time that the Astros tied up, the other team goes ahead and takes the lead. And in fact, when George Springer scored that run in the seventh inning of Game Two of the doubleheader, that was the first time in this whole series the Astros have had a lead. This has been an utter disgrace. Looking at what happened to Zach Greinke today, he was trying to be too perfect, and he left a couple pitches and no man's land, and he cussed himself out after a few of those. But it's good to see Zach Greinke being able to kind of poke fun of himself after the game and kind of poke fun of the team. I mean, they're struggling. They lost 0-6, and they've struggled on the road this year. Their record's terrible. So something had to give. And I think what happened in the seventh inning of today's game will be something that's going to get the Astros going. And it all started with an error. And that's when George Springer reached and scored the winning run. And there was some controversy on the Astros side. And I heard that Jeff Blum was kind of talking about it. But Miles Straw could have advanced to third base on that sacrifice fly and by Yuli Gurriel, because Ramon Laureano was throwing towards second base. He wasn't trying to throw to third base. He knew that with Straw speed, he could not throw him out at third base, but he was trying to make sure that Michael Brantley didn't advance to second base. So that was something that was kind of weird, that Straw, especially because you can see Ramon Laureano just gear up, get ready to throw to second base. So I think with Straw speed, he could have tagged up and easily made it to third base. Then he could have scored on that that little ground out by, or it wasn't ground out, but the fielder's choice on Kyle Tucker. But that would have scored the other run. And Kyle Tucker, that guy can run. I don't know if he's going to steal a lot of bases. He may steal some bases, but home plate to first base, he's pretty fast. So the Astros now finish the night with a 22-21 record. That is much better than being a 500 team. And let's go ahead and see what Zach Greinke had to say about the Astros right now. Granted, this was after the game one loss where Greinke allowed a career high, I mean, not a career high, duh, but a season high, four runs in that game. This is what you have to say about the Astros record. It doesn't matter. Everyone makes the playoffs. We'll be all right still. If we don't make the playoffs, then we don't deserve to make the playoffs. He's kind of starting to sound like Dusty Baker there a little bit. So he said, that's what was frustrating. I felt really good. My mind was thinking properly. I made a couple mistakes. I don't know. I should have done better than I did. Just a good job by them. A couple of guys, their guys, Chris Davis, hit some pitches I wanted to make to him. And I made some mistakes to Laureano. Those two guys, I felt like, were the biggest issues. And so, yes, he was kind of rolling through the game. But when you are not scoring any runs for your pitcher, they have to be perfect. And that's what's the problem with the Astros offense right now. When their pitching is there, the offense isn't there. When offense is there, the pitching isn't there. And it's just they're not having good team baseball right now. And so that's something that they do have to fix. But there was a good sign in game one, and that was Alex Bregman was back in the lineup. Yes, technically, he was the 29th man on the roster, and he technically could go down after this game, I mean, after these the doubleheader. But I think that they're going to go ahead and keep him up. I think Abraham Toro probably needs to go down. He's batting 150-something right now, and this kid has a lot of future, and I think that he is going to be the next super utility guy, somebody can play first base, second base. Maybe he can learn how to play some second base down the road, but I think that right now he's struggling, and they need to get somebody in, and I'd rather have Alex Bregman on this team than Abraham Toro, and Jack Mayfield, I feel like he's been playing a lot, and especially if you're not ready to kind of throw Alex Bregman out there at third base, you're going to want to keep him as a DH for a couple, a little bit, then you definitely want to keep somebody like Jack Mayfield on field. And so we'll have to see what happens, but the Astros do have to make some decisions about the injuries, and there is some good news possibly concerning Lance McCullers, Jose Altuve, and then we already saw Alex Bregman come back, but we're going to have to talk about those, and we'll have to talk about why Alex Cintron is not back, even though his suspension is over. He's eligible to come back, and what happened to George Springer in Game 1 that caused him to be the DH for Game 2? You know what I think would get the Astros offense rolling again? How about you give them, instead of having a buffet, I'm sure they're not doing buffet right now, but instead of having whatever you have for after game so they can go and munch and do all that, why don't you have some Built Bars waiting at their lockers? I mean, there's 6 new flavors after all. Caramel Brownie, Cookies and Cream, Cherry Barcia, Lemon Almond Cheesecake, Carrot Cake, Apple Almond Crisp, and so much more of the 12 original flavors. It's not just a, it's not, it's, I know people think Built Bar, you like, oh, it's going to taste like styrofoam. It's going to taste like plastic. It's healthy. Nothing healthy tastes good. That's not true. One of my favorite, I know it's kind of bland, but I really just like the chocolate chip, and I like the double chocolate and the peanut butter brownie. There's so many out there that I really, really like, the peanut butter as well. But they're 100% chocolate, and they're soft and easy to chew. And it's great for the health-conscious guy or gal, because I do know some of your Astros Twitter gals like to listen to this podcast as well. And you can lose and maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. So right now, there is a, if you go to builtbar.com and use the promo code locked on, and you get $10 off your next order, use the promo code locked on for $10 off at builtbar.com, and go try something like cookies and cream with only 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, 7 grams of sugar, and 4 grams of net carbs.
Thoughts by Dusty.
For tonight's Thoughts by Dusty, I wanted to kind of give three quotes. These are basic. If you want to know who Dusty Baker is as a person, these are basically who he is. And this was after the Monday night game. Not a whole bunch to say. You can't critique this game until the Cows come home. But there isn't much to say about a shutout loss. So, yeah, he was probably upset. And that was, I believe at the time, that was the fifth loss in a row. And then they lost today's game, game one. So that was six games in a row. This is supposed to be a team that's going to go to the World Series. So this was on Zach Greinke today. He was great. He started out great and had the long inning in the third. He had 30 odd pitches, and before that had a very, very low pitch count. They fouled off some pitches and got his pitch count up. He gave us a chance to win. But this is the my most favorite one, and, well, I guess here's another one. He says, it's deflating. I mean, everything is going the opposition's way right now. Like I said yesterday, nothing lasts forever. It just seems like it. And Lance McCullers, he did get an injection, and I know that it was reported out there by the Chronicle that he got an injection in his neck and or a procedure. That's what Dusty Baker called it. But basically, this is what he had to say. I'm just glad to hear that he's relieved of the pain and tingling that we've all had at some point in time. And that was on Lance McCullers. And I know we've all dealt with our own little injuries, but it's just funny how he's trying to make us feel like those professional athletes there too. So Jose Altuve is on their injured list. I believe that he ran the bases at the Coliseum, and he could come off the injured list as soon as Sunday. So I know that Dusty Baker said he ran today. He looked pretty good. He looked really good. Actually, his straightaway movement was good. The lateral movement around the bases is still, you know, something to be desired a little bit. But we'll do more of that tomorrow. I'll tell you, we're very happy to see where his progress is right now. So I just love the way Dusty talks. I know a lot of people are not too much of fans of Dusty Baker as a manager. And I know that there's been some times where I've had some What are you doing? Moments with Dusty Baker, but I think we still have to give him a chance. We do know that he will be here for the 2021 season, so we have to kind of just deal with it for now. So we'll have to see who will go down in order for Alex Bregman to go ahead and stay up. I think that he may. He did not play in game two, but he did. I think he was preparing to maybe pinch hit if the opportunity came up, because he was sprinting and kind of running and trying to get loose down the first baseline. So we'll have to see. But Michael Brantley had five hits today, and including that walk in, I think he was like 5-6 for the 5-6 in the doubleheader, and his batting average is all the way up to .330. So this guy is really hot right now. We see him hitting all those homers now. I know he got off to kind of a slow start, but basically he looks like he's doing pretty good. And the Yankees, remember how everybody's like, oh, the Yankees are the best team ever. They got Gerrit Cole. Well, they're kind of like the Astros right now. Before the game two win for the Astros, the Yankees only got five hits and a 2-1 loss. They've lost 15 out of the last 20 to fall to 21-21 on the season. So the Astros and the Yankees were before game two at the same place. And one of those teams would be out of playoffs right now, and that would be the Yankees. The Astros still have enough of a lead in the AL West, but they've got to win. They can't keep on this losing crap, and they definitely cannot lose against the Dodgers. The Dodgers, they're not your daddy. Just go ahead and just emancipate yourself. Just get over the Dodgers. Get out of their heads. Whatever I'm trying to say. But just take care of business this weekend. It's only two games. Go over there, kick butt, take names, and just do what you're supposed to do, Astros. And then you're going to see some weaker competition. But we got to get past this road trip before we can look ahead at that. So it's very disappointing looking at this road trip so far with only one victory and, what, six losses. But we have played two doubleheaders, and we've lost both games where the Astros were technically the home team, so we can't say that that's a big issue. But there was some interesting news today. Corey Lee and Jeremy Pena were added to the 60-man player pool, and they're going to report to Corpus Christi. This is very interesting. I know a lot of people are like, that's not a big deal. They're just trying to get some work or something like that. No, this is actually a big deal. This is something where maybe if they can get Corey Lee ready, he could possibly be part of a playoff roster if they choose to do that. So I think that they're happy with what they're getting from Martin Maldonado, but at the same time, they want to get some other offense on there. Dustin Gourneau, he may catch a good game. I don't know if he's hitting enough. And then Garrett Stubbs, has he really played that much? I see him in outfield sometimes. He sometimes catches, but I don't think that Dusty Baker has a lot of confidence in Stubbs right now. But the Astros are basically down already a few injured players, and it's just one of those worst case scenarios happening so far. So if I can totally understand why the Astros are going through this losing streak. I mean, you lost Lance McCullers. Lance McCullers lasted, what, five batters in that game? Then he had to get a anti-inflammatory injection into his neck. Then you had Jose Altuve leave. And then George Springer does not look right. In fact, he kind of, in his last at-bat, I believe, of game two, he kind of got his cleat stuck in the dirt, and so he was kind of wincing a little bit, and I believe he did that a little bit in game two as well. So he was DHing, and Tucker is he's doing the job most of the time. He's getting it done every once in a while, but he's kind of slowed down a little bit. But the Michael Brantley has really heated up, and Miles Straw had a good game, and he almost dropped down a perfect bunt earlier. And Ramon Laureano, we all know him. We all know the controversy, and we do know that he was traded to the A's, and it seems like all the old Astros are coming back to kill the Astros in terms of Tony Kemp had a pretty good game, Laureano, then you have Robbie freaking Grossman. I mean, this guy doesn't hit against anybody but the Astros, and it's just crazy how there's teams that like Albert Pujols. I mean, I know Albert Pujols is a great player or was a great player, but he always seemed to play his best game. Jim Edmonds is another one who always played his best games against the Astros. And so I remember that Lance Bergman used to dominate the Reds. That stands out for some reason. I remember playing at the Great American Ballpark and Lance Bergman having some great games. So, but the Astros are, Dustin Gourneau is batting 160 right now with the 636 OPS. I know you didn't bring him on to be a offensive juggernaut. Toro is batting 150, but I think what you see Corey Lee as an option is if he goes to Corpus Christi and shows that he's ready to contribute, maybe they say Garrett Stubbs, they send him down and they they go ahead and bring up Corey Lee and they try to kind of take some of the pressure off of Martin Maldonado, because I know it's still a short season, but you don't want to wear a guy like him out. So I think that that's something we could see. And with Pena, the shortstop, yes, I don't think he may not see a lot of playing time, but look at the injuries, look at what's going on. And I think that they want to have all the options. And I see everybody on Twitter saying, what has to happen for Nick Tanelu to get called up? And I'm kind of with y'all. Nick Tanelu, he's been on my podcast several times, and I may even reach out to him to see if he can join a podcast tomorrow, or sometime soon. But yeah, I want this guy to come on too, but at the same time, there's not a lot of roster space on the 40-man roster, if they're still even following that. The rules are so loosely followed this year, but the Astros got a victory. That's the big thing, and hopefully they can continue the winning ways, because the Mariners are getting closer and closer, and we can't let a team like that get too close or get too comfortable, because they're young. Yeah, they're young, but they could still create some problems. So I believe that's all I got for tonight's Locked On Astros podcast. We'll be back tomorrow, hopefully talking about another victory over the A's. The Astros need to take care of business. And then you're going to have a Friday off day for once. That's going to be kind of weird. Then we'll have the weekend series versus the Dodgers, which will be all national TV. Everybody wants to see what happens when the Astros return to Dodger Stadium to face the ones they wronged and everything like that. So until next time, this is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter, Eric Talks Astros. And don't forget to go check out my friend Soli over at the Locked On MLB podcast. He does a great job, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.